we bless you and we honor you, Lord God. We declare that you are a great God. You are a good God.
Yes, you are, God.
You're worthy, Lord God. You're faithful. And we give you the praise this morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, right now we ask that you join us in praise and worship this morning.
Yes.
Give God your best praise. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you are everything.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we give you the praise.
Hallelujah.
We reference you, Lord God, and we thank you for being so good to us, Lord God.
Yes, God.
You're such a great God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Strong and mighty, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You perform miracles, signs, and wonders, God. Water you turned into wine. You opened the eyes of the blind, God. Raise the dead, Lord. Wherever you are, let's just take this time and worship him. Let's create an atmosphere for him to dwell. Hallelujah. Let him know.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. You are lifted up.
Oh. Water turned into wine. Open eyes of the blind, there's no one like you.
I believe it.
There's none like you. Into the darkness, that's where you shine. And out of the ashes that we rise, there's no one like you. None.
Why we say
that our God is greater, our God is stronger. Lord, you are higher than any other. Our God, he's a healer, he's awesome in power. He's our God, he's our God. Yeah.
Can you take this time to worship that God? Hallelujah. The creator of all things. Lord God, you are awesome. Yes, you are.
Oh.
Yeah. 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 Everybody say, water you turned
into wine.
Open the eyes
of the blind.
There's no one
like you. None like you.
Into the darkness
you shine.
Out of the ashes
we rise.
There's no one like you. Nobody like you, God.
None like you.
One voice say that our God is great.
Our God is greater, our God is stronger. Lord, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God.
Yeah. Take this time to just worship him. Think about what you just said. All the miracles he's performed. The miracles he's still working even on today. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That God is a great God. Yes,
yeah.
He is.
Oh,
thank you. From the top, say, water you turned
into wine.
Open the eyes
of the blind.
There's no one like you.
None like you.
Into the darkness
you shine.
Out of the ashes
we rise.
There's no one like you. Let's cry harmony. Say, our God is greater.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. Lord, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. Lord, you are higher than any.
Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. And if our God is for us,
what can stand against us?
And if our God is for us,
who can ever stop us?
And if our God is with us, what can stand against us? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us,
what
can stand against us? And if our God is for us,
who can ever stop us?
Stronger, Lord, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God,
hallelujah, hallelujah, awesome in power.
Awesome in power, Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord God, for being awesome in power, Lord God. I don't think y'all understand what that says. Awesome in power.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Our God is sovereign. Hallelujah. Nothing catches him by surprise. Hallelujah. He's all seeing, all knowing. Hallelujah. That's the God we serve.
Hallelujah.
Nothing can stand against us because we are his. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Your people are grateful, Lord God, for being in relationship with you, Lord. Hallelujah. For being yours, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We lift our hands before you this morning. Our hands are lifted, Lord God. Our mouths are filled with praise, Lord. We are so thankful, Lord God, and we bless your holy name, Lord. Hallelujah. Can you just worship the Lord, your God, right now? Cry out before him. Say something sweet to him. Hallelujah. Lord God, you are nothing without you, Lord God. But thank you that you are everything with you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We are victorious, God. We're overcomers, Lord God. We're wise, Lord God. We make good decisions with you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
My heart.
blessing from you.
Can anybody take a blessing from the Lord? Hallelujah.
A blessing from you. My hands are lifted up. My heart is ready to receive a blessing from you.
May add no sorrow. Hallelujah.
A blessing from you.
Just sing that one more time.
Hey. My hands are lifted up. My heart is ready to receive a blessing from you.
We have the posture to receive this morning. Hallelujah.
A blessing from you.
Say, break me, make me.
Break me, make me. Shake me,
mold me.
My heart is ready.
You are the potter, we are the clay, God.
A blessing from you.
Yes. Oh God, we surrender our will to you, God. A blessing
from you.
Let's sing that one more time. Everybody say, break me, make me.
Break me, make me.
Shake me,
shake me.
Mold me.
My heart is ready.
Do whatever you want to do.
Blessing from you.
Hallelujah.
Whoa. A blessing from you.
Come on now, let's just take it up. Hey. Say,
my hands are lifted up. A blessing from you.
Everywhere that you are right now, say,
My hands are lifted up.
Stay right there, say,
My hands are lifted up.
Hold me and make me have your way.
My hands are lifted up.
Break me, shake me, make me mold.
My hands are lifted up. A blessing from you.
Peace of mind, joy. Hallelujah.
A blessing from you.
Last time to say, a blessing from you.
A blessing from you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Wonderful God. Hallelujah. Lord, you're good. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, you're in this place, glory to God. And we honor you for everything that you're doing in the lives of your people today. Father God, we are ready to receive a blessing from you today, glory to God. We thank you that you are the blessor, glory to God. You are in the blessing business, amen. Lord God, in faith we receive every blessing that you have in store for us in this day, glory to God. Father God, we honor you for this worship experience. We honor you for what we've received from you during this worship segment of our worship experience. Lord, we thank you for all that we were able to minister to you during this time of worship, glory to God. Father God, we thank you for the word, the liberating word that we are about to receive for the nourishment of our spiritual men, and our spiritual women. Glory to God. Holy Spirit, we thank you and we welcome you that you do go before the word, that you do quicken us in our innermost being so that we can spiritually discern and receive with meekness everything that the word is sharing with us, glory to God. Father God, we thank you that we are good ground and that your word is being sown on the good ground of our hearts in this place, even throughout the world today, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we thank you that as we stand to proclaim what thus saith the Lord, we thank you that you do stand up in my body, that you do think with my mind, that you do speak with my mouth, that you do flow through me to say and do everything that Abba our Father and Jesus our Lord and King desires for you to say through us and do through us in this house today. Thank you, Father God, that no satanic hindrance shall hinder the free flow of your word in this place today. We thank you that your word has free course in this place today as well. Father God, we honor you now. And thank you. And we do give you praise. And we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart are acceptable in your sight. Lord, you are our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we do pray. And all who agree with that prayer said, amen, amen. Come on, let's bless God in this place. Come on, let's bless God wherever you are this morning. Amen. We'd like to take the time to say good morning to Friendship. Glory to God. And we would also like to take the time to say good morning to all of our social media friends from every different social media platform that we are emanating from today. Somebody say amen. We thank God for his word. We thank God for his people. We thank God even for the lost that are saved as they receive the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news that Jesus Christ came. He took on the sins or the penalty for the sins of mankind. He went back to heaven. He's on the right hand of the Father right now. He's praying for us. He's literally praying for somebody today that our faith fail not, amen, so that we can endure and move in the direction and finish our course to do the things that God has set us in this earth realm to do. Somebody say amen. We're in week number 5 today on our series of teachings entitled Words, amen. Specifically, how words impact our lives, amen. Now, we've made it very clear to you that the words that we are speaking of during this series are spoken words. Somebody say spoken words. They could be spoken words that's spoken in generally, or they can be spoken words or the spoken word of God, which is the rhema word of God. Amen. Last week, we taught from the subjects, that the preach word, say the preach word, can change our lives. Amen. And we looked to the book of Jonah, and we made a strong declaration to you from the book of Jonah that there are at least three things that we need to do in order for the preached word to be able to impact our lives in a way where our lives would change, amen. And number one, we said that we must receive. Somebody say receive. We must receive the preached word, amen. Secondly, we said that we must believe. Say believe. Believe the preached word. And then thirdly, we said that we have to allow the preached word to cause us to repent or to cause repentance in our mind or work on our mindsets so that we are able to put into practice what the preached word is admonishing us to put into practice. Somebody say amen. So the preached word can change us if we allow it to change our lives. Somebody say amen. Now today, I have a series of words that I need to share from the Lord. Amen. I confess that you might not like what I'm getting ready to say now, but I confess that this is the part of my ministry that I don't really care much about. It's the prophetic side. Somebody say the prophetic side. Not that I have anything against the prophetic. I'd just rather teach. Somebody say amen. But God called me. He called me as a prophet to the nation. So every now and then he's going to give me a prophetic word to share with the church, even the world, if the world will listen. Amen. So today I have a series of words from the Lord to share. I don't want you to hold me to any context today. I don't want you to think that I don't know the background of any of the words that I'm sharing. But I need you to receive what thus saith the Lord today. Just like any other Sunday, but especially today, amen. These series of words will speak to our experiences. These series of words will speak to the times that we're in, amen. These series of words will also speak to the season that we're in, amen. Now, I'll be saying some things that maybe some people might not find favor with, but I ask you that you would hear what thus said the Lord, receive it, meditate on it, and believe what God says he will do, he will do, amen. So number one from the series of words today, the Lord says, somebody say the Lord says that President Trump, the Lord says that President Trump resembles or is like the culmination of all the evil that's been done in the world over the past centuries. Amen. That's strong, isn't it? Amen. But thus saith the Lord says that President Trump resembles or is like the culmination of all the evil that's been done in the world over the past centuries. Amen. The word culmination or culminating speaks to reaching a high point, say a high point, or a summit or a highest development in or of a situation, amen. So the Lord says that the president, our current president, President Trump, resembles or is like the culmination of all the evil that's been done in the world over the past centuries, amen. The Lord said his arrogant talk, his proud and arrogant looks lends to exactly what's going on the inside of him. Amen. You know, I watch him from time to time on the different news cycles, and oftentimes he will have a printed manuscript before him to share with the people. Somebody say amen. He'll stick to that manuscript as much as possible, and then sometime during the night or before nightfall, he will tweet something that's totally in opposition to what he said during the news cycle, amen. And the Lord would have me to understand this, that he can only be who he is, amen. The word declares that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Somebody say, so is he, amen. The word also declares that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, amen. So what's been deposited in his life or in his heart throughout his life can't help but come up, amen. So even though he may read the manuscript that says positive things, that says good things about the individual or individuals, at the end of the day, he resorts back to who he is. And that's simply because a man or a woman can only be who they are on the inside, amen. So the Lord says that President Trump resembles or is like the culmination of all the evil that has been done in the world over the past centuries. Amen. The Lord says that he is the culmination of all the evil before the shift. Somebody say the shift. Well, God is saying to us that he represents the past, and we're about to move into a new season as it relates to leadership in the earth realm. Somebody say amen. What is the shift, Pastor? I'm glad you asked. Amen. Matthew chapter 3, verse number 10. Now the Lord speaks to me through the word. I share the word and share the passage from which he gave me the word. Amen. I won't read all of it, but I'll read enough for you to get the point. Amen. It says, and this is during Jesus' ministry. Somebody say amen. Or before Jesus' ministry, this is when John the Baptist is out in the wilderness preaching. Amen. And the Pharisees showed up, and he called them evil snakes, glory to God. He asked them who warned them to flee from the time to come. Somebody say amen. And then he told them to bear fruit worthy of repentance. Amen. And the scripture goes on to say in Matthew chapter 3, verse number 10, and even now, somebody say even now. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Say the trees. Trees are symbolic of people. Somebody say people. Fruit-bearing people, if you will. Somebody say amen. He says, therefore, every tree which does not bear what? Good fruit. Somebody say good fruit. Good fruit here resembles the fruit of God, amen, or good character, if you will. Somebody say amen. He says that everybody that does not bear good fruit is cut down, and I'll stop right there. Somebody say amen. So the Lord is saying to us that he's getting ready to send a shift in the earth realm. Say a shift. Shift in the leadership, a shift in governmental leadership, if you will, a shift that will be or that will bring in men and women that's more compassionate to all mankind opposed to a certain sect or a certain sector or a certain class, if you will. Somebody say amen. So the Lord is saying to us today that President Trump, number one, resembles, yes, sir, or is like the culmination of all the evil that's been done in the world over the past centuries. He's the culmination, if you will, before the shift. Amen. Number two, the Lord says that there can never be pure black blood or pure white blood or pure any kind of blood, because we are all made from one blood, amen. So you can't keep your class or your group or your people group, if you will, purified as it relates to a bloodline, amen, because all of the same blood runs through every individual, whether or not you're black or white, Hispanic, Chinese, Japanese, etc., whatever people class you fit in, whatever ethnic group you fit in, you need to understand that you cannot keep your bloodline pure because there's only one blood by which all of us have been made. Somebody say amen. Acts 17, chapter 20. Acts 17, verse number 26. Amen. And the scripture declares that he being God, has made from how many bloods? One blood, listen, every nation of men to dwell on the face of the earth, amen. So no matter what color you are, no matter what pigmentation your skin may be, no matter what class, what place on the planet you come from, you need to understand that we are all made of one blood. Somebody say amen. Now we have different cultures. Cultures have to do with characteristics and beliefs, glory to God, but we're still made from one blood. Amen. Somebody say amen. I often think about, you know, folks often say that some of us are not black enough. And I wonder, what do they mean when they say, I'm not black enough? Amen. Are they talking about my skin color is not black enough? Or they're talking about some kind of way that I carry myself is not black enough? What do they mean when they say, I'm not black enough, amen, or you're not black enough? Look like this blackness thing changed from generation to generation, amen. It's according to what generation you come from or you came from, which determine whether or not you're black enough, amen. During my generation, we used to say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud, amen, which means we were proud people, amen. We'll shout that we are somebody, which means we wanted people to know that we were somebody just like they are, amen. I don't know what the culture is in this generation, amen, but generations do change by way of culture, if you will, amen, or cultural belief change, amen. There's the youth culture. There's the drug culture. I don't want to be a part of that one, amen, but there are different cultures. However, we're still made from one blood, amen. As a matter of fact, if you want to look at it very closely, a lot of time our character determines our culture. Amen. So we're all made from one blood. No matter who you are, amen. No matter what color you are, no matter where you come from, we're all made from one blood. And Jesus, or God the Father, determined that bloodline. Somebody say amen. I hear folks talking about our culture drives our living, amen. Well, let me just throw something at you. Culture should never drive your living. Culture should never drive the way that we live. Culture should never be the driving point for lifestyle, if you will, amen. We should live by values. Our values should determine every decision that we make in the earth realm, amen. I'm a part of the Full Gospel Baptist Fellowship now, and they have four pillars, somebody say four pillars, by which the whole fellowship is driven by. It's faith, finance, family, and fitness, amen. Anybody can take those values and live by, amen. And if I had to add one, I would say prosperity. Somebody say prosperity. Not talking only about monetary prosperity, but success in every area of our lives, amen. Because it's God's desire that we have success in every walk of life. Somebody say amen. If you're a garbage man, you ought to be a successful garbage man, amen. So successful until somebody sees you work the way that you're working and then offer you another step up in life, if you will, amen. So we, our lives ought to be driven by principles, or our lives ought to be driven by values and not by our culture, amen. So God says that we're made from one blood, so we can't not have a pure blood in any ethnic group, if you will, amen. Only his blood. Somebody say amen. Number three. The Lord says that all people, somebody say all people, all people are connected. Somebody say amen. Before the flood, Adam had to charge him and Eve to replenish the earth. Somebody say replenish the earth. Genesis chapter 1, verse number 28. So we're all connected. The Smith, the Jones, the Jacksons, the Chi Yang Chongs, the whoever you are, glory to God, we're all connected. Somebody say all connected. Because we all came from one source, if you will. Genesis chapter 1, verse number 28, here's the commission to Adam. And God blessed them, Adam and Eve, and said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. So, somebody say so, every individual in the beginning came from Adam and Eve. Amen. Now we serve an awesome God. Say an awesome God. He painted us all beautiful colors, if you will. Gave us all different languages, if you will. But we all came from one source. Somebody say one source. That source being Adam and Eve. Somebody say Adam and Eve. Now, after the flood, God commissioned Noah. Somebody say Noah to replenish the earth. We know that man had gotten evil in his thoughts, and his actions were reflecting his thoughts. So God repented that he made men. So he sent a flood. Somebody say sent a flood to wipe out mankind with the exception of the six people. Was it six people? No, it was eight people that he preserved to replenish along with all the different animals that he reserved as well. Amen. So in the midst of him destroying the earth because of the evil mindset and evil ways of mankind, he preserved a people. Somebody say a people. One, I think he preserved the people so that he wouldn't have to recreate. Somebody say recreate. And number two, I think he preserved the people because he was preserving the seed. He had already said that in Genesis chapter 3, verse number 15, that the seed after the fall would crush the head of the serpent, and the serpent would bruise the foot or the feet of the seed. Amen. The seed was a reference to Jesus Christ. The serpent was a reference to the devil. Amen. So in essence, Jesus would get victory over Satan. He would get victory over Satan for us. Amen. So since he had made that promise, since he had made that declaration, he couldn't totally wipe out mankind. He had to allow mankind to be preserved so that that seed can come through mankind. Amen. So after the flood, there was Noah's commission. Genesis chapter 9, verse number 1. Genesis chapter 9, verse number 1. Amen. So we're all connected. Say we're all connected. So God said, so God blessed Noah and his sons, and he said to them, here's the commission, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Somebody say amen. So if you can't accept the fact that you came from Adam, you ought to at least accept the fact that you came from Noah. Somebody say amen. Chapter 10 gives us 70 nations that came from Noah. Amen. That was a period of time between chapter 9 and chapter 10. But chapter 10 gives us 70 nations, or at least 70 nations that came from Noah. Amen. If you want to know your origin point, you need to look at those 70 nations and see where you fit in. Amen. African-American folks, I'll give you a hint. Hint, hint, Ham. Somebody say Ham. And you can follow that out. Amen. Somebody say amen. Jewish people, I'll give you a hint. Glory to God. Shem. Somebody say Shem. Amen. European folks or Caucasian folks, I'll give you a hint. Japheth or Japheth, or however you pronounce his name. If you just trace that line out, you'll find yourself. Somebody say amen. So we're all connected. Say we're all connected. We either came from all Adam, or we came from all Adam, and we also came from all Noah as well. Somebody say amen. They finally started my time back there. Glory to God. Amen. Number four, the Lord says, here's one that we've been hearing people wrestle about for years. The Lord says that reparations will come. The Lord says reparation will come. Now, he didn't say to me that we'll all get 40 acres of land and a mule. But he did say that reparations will come. Reparations are simply repayment for slavery. Amen. I could have talked about Acts chapter 17, verse number 26 a little bit further, but I didn't. But one of the things you'll see if you go back and read it, you'll see where God made us all from one blood and gave us boundaries. Somebody say boundaries. He put everybody where he wanted them to be. But some of us couldn't stand boundaries, so we went over the boundaries and got somebody else, brought them somewhere that where they wanted them to be, or where they wanted them to be, and now you got to pay the price for it. And somebody say amen. So God said there will be reparations. Reparations can come by way of money, labor, or materials, amen. But reparation will come, God said. Somebody say amen. Here's where he spoke to me this word from. Genesis chapter 15. Is this happening to anybody? Now go sticking your finger in nobody's face and talking about, y'all going to repay us, amen. Just wait on the Lord. Somebody say amen. Now another thing I don't like about prophetic words is this. I don't ever have a timetable. You don't ever have a timetable. So we have to believe until such time as God is good on his word. Somebody say amen. Amen. Genesis chapter 15, verses 13 through 14, God is ratifying or sealing his covenant with Abram before he changed his name to Abraham. And then he talks to Abram about his descendants, if you will. Somebody say descendants. And this is what he says to Abram. Then he said, he being God, to Abram, know certainly that your descendants will be strangers. That ought to speak to us. Strangers in a land that is not theirs, amen, and will serve them. And they will afflict them for how long? 400 years. Somebody feel 400 years. I've been having this thought for quite some time that there's a parallel in how long African Americans have been in slavery or in some type of oppression, and how long Israel was enslaved. Somebody say amen. So the Lord goes on to say, verse number 14, and also the nation whom they serve, he said, I will judge. I will make a decision as it relates to how I'm going to deal with them. Somebody say amen. And he says that afterward they shall come out with what? Great possessions. Somebody say great possessions. Somebody say reparations. God gave them great possessions. If you follow the trek of Israel, he gave them great possessions as they came out of Egyptian bondage, if you will. Amen. So number four. God says that reparations will come. Somebody say amen. Number five, the Lord says, for all the innocent blood that has been shed throughout the years, there must be a reckoning. I'll say it again. The Lord says, for all of the innocent blood that has been shed throughout the years, there must be a reckoning. Somebody say reckoning. The term reckoning means to settle accounts. Somebody say settle. So there must be a settlement of the accounts, thereby where so many innocent people's lives have been taken by evil thinking, evil acting people. Somebody say amen. The Lord spoke this word to me from the book of Genesis chapter 9. We're hanging around in the book of Genesis this morning. Somebody say amen. Genesis chapter 9, verse number 5. Now, this might not matter to some of you all, but this is shouting ground for some folks. Somebody say amen. Because we know our God is good. He's long-suffering. And that's why he hadn't acted yet, because of his long-suffering nature. Amen. The Bible says he's slow to anger. Somebody say slow to anger. But when you cross the line enough, he'll move. And in God's way of seeing this thing, I believe, there's been enough crossing of the lines. And because there have been enough crossing of the lines, he's decided to move. Now, I don't know what the move is going to look like. I don't have to know. All I have to do is believe what thus said him. Somebody say amen. So he says that for all the evil, or all the innocent blood that's been shed throughout the years, there must be a reckoning. Somebody say a reckoning. Genesis chapter 9, verse number 5a. He says, surely for your lifeblood, I will demand a reckoning. Somebody say demand a reckoning. Now, this is a divine reckoning, if you will. Amen. This is God demanding the reckoning. So we need to believe, excuse me, and be ready to see and receive the divine reckoning. That God will bring about in the earth realm. Somebody say amen again. Number six, I know this is not a shouting message, but this is an informative message. Somebody say amen. Number six, the Lord says, he's speaking to the church now, get ready for miracles, signs, and wonders to return to his church. He says, get ready for miracles, signs, and wonders to return to his church. Why did he put an emphasis on his? It's simply because all churches are not his. Some churches stand in his name, but they don't submit to his will. Some churches stand in his name, but they don't even believe that he can do the supernatural in the earth realm. Somebody say amen. But God says miracles, signs, and wonders are getting ready to return to his church. Somebody say his church. Miracles, signs, and wonders are miraculous works. Say miraculous works. Miraculous works are works done by a supernatural power. In this case, the supernatural power is God. Somebody say amen. So he says miracle signs and wonders are returning to his church. Miracle signs and wonders can be done through people. Somebody say people. We look at the gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 10. We'll talk to you about people being gifted to do miracles in the earth realm. Amen. You look in the book of Acts chapter 12, we will see angels doing miracles. Amen. I don't know exactly how he's going to do them all, but he says that miracles, signs, and wonders are getting ready to return to his church. Amen. We understand that when Jesus was in bodily form, glory to God, he worked miracles in order to free oppressed people. Say oppressed people. Acts chapter 10, verse number 38. We quote the scripture, the Lord thy God changes not, he the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So if he did it back then, I say he can do it again. Somebody said do it again. Acts 10:38. And this is Luke writing about the ministry of Jesus Christ. He said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He gave him the Holy Ghost and power. Somebody said Holy Ghost and power. power. There's dunamis, which means miracle working power. And we start in action, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by whom? The devil. For God was what? With him. Amen. So God says that miracle signs and wonders are getting ready to return to his church. Amen. I never thought about it until then, to now. In a lot of instances, miracle signs and wonders never left his church. But I guess what he's saying now, that we're going to get ready, we're getting ready to see them in abundance, if you will. Amen. Sort of like the norm. Sort of like preaching on Sunday. Amen. Sort of like singing on Sunday. Somebody say amen. We're getting ready to see miracle signs and wonders wrought in his church again. Amen. Now, there's two messages that miracle signs and wonders say to us. Number one, miracle signs and wonders wrought in the midst of us shows us how God uses his power and proves his power and will prove his power to benefit people. Amen. So miracle signs and wonders send the message that God has used his power in the past and God will use his power in the future, even in the present, to work on people's behalf. Somebody say amen. And number two, miracle signs and wonders returning in the church sends the message that he's able and he wills only to do good. Amen. Somebody say amen. I think our mindset's got to change as it relates to sickness and disease. You know, we still have a facet of the church that thinks that sickness and disease come from God to teach a lesson. Amen. God, let me put it this way. James chapter 1, verse number 17 says, every good and perfect gift comes from God. Amen. I don't see sickness as good. Amen. I see sickness as evil. Somebody say evil. That's why God will take it off you, because he didn't design it for it to be on us. Somebody say amen. So, and God also said, or Jesus said, he came that we might have life and we might have it more abundantly. Somebody say more abundantly. I don't think evil displays abundant living, amen. I think that evil or sickness and disease subtract from living, amen. So God is the type of God that will remove those type of diseases off of us if we have the faith or the sustaining faith to allow him to remove them. Somebody say amen. I know everybody can think about one of their loved ones that they said that they had faith for this, faith for that. I'm not going to argue with you about that, but I'm just going to tell you what the scriptures say. By faith, this one was made whole. By faith, this one was healed. By faith, et cetera, et cetera. Somebody say amen. So number six, the Lord says that we're to get ready for miracles, signs, and wonders to return to his church. Amen. And lastly, and I feel this anointing waning, if you will. Somebody say amen. And lastly, the Lord says, the Son of God are about to be revealed with glory. The Son of God, or the sons of God, are about to be revealed with glory. Amen. What does that mean, Pastor? Let's go to Romans chapter 8, verse number 18. Romans chapter 8, verse number 18. Paul writes, for I consider that the suffering, somebody say sufferings. Would you agree that we're suffering? Somebody say amen. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory. Somebody say the glory. Glory there denotes power. Glory there denotes dunamis, miracle working power, which shall be revealed in us. Somebody say in us. So the glory will be in us. Somebody say in us. Somebody say in us. And in us the glory shall be revealed, amen, us being the sons of God. Somebody say the sons of God. Go to the verse real quickly. Verse number 19. For the earnest expectation of creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the Son of God, which means the creation has been waiting for the revealing. Somebody say waiting for the revealing. God says the revealing is about to happen. Somebody say amen. Romans chapter 8, verse number 29. Those sons, when they are revealed, will look just like Jesus Christ. Not in appearance. They won't have on tunics, I don't guess. Amen. But as it relates to works. Somebody say amen. Look at what verse 29 says, and I'm almost there. Amen. For whom he foreknew, God foreknew, he also predestined. Somebody say predestined. Or predetermined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn, Jesus the firstborn, among many brethren. Amen. So that passage is simply telling us that at some point there will be many like Jesus. Amen. John chapter 14, verse number 17, which says, Jesus said, the same work that I do, that you would do, disciples, and even what? Greater works. Amen. So when the sons are revealed, we will see miraculous things being worked through them. Amen. And I tell you again that this will be a norm for the church. Amen. So let me run down those 17 real quick, just in case you miss one. And I'm going to run them down pretty fast. If you miss them again, you're going to have to listen to the replay, amen, to pick them up. Somebody say amen. Number one, the Lord says that President Trump resembles or is like the culmination of all the evil that has been done in the world over the past century. The culmination before the shift. Say the shift. Amen. Number two, the Lord says that there can never be pure blood or pure black blood or pure white blood or pure any kind of blood because we are all made from one blood. Somebody say amen. Somebody say, it takes faith to believe this. Somebody say amen. Amen. Number three, the Lord says that all people are connected. We're all connected by way of Adam, by way of Noah. Somebody say amen. Number four, the Lord says that reparations will come. Amen. We're going to get some things that he's promised us as it relates to reparations because we've been enslaved by evil mankind. Somebody say amen. Number five, the Lord says, for all of the innocent blood that has been shedded throughout the years, there must be a reckoning. I must add a divine reckoning. Somebody say amen. Number six, the Lord says to get ready for miracle signs and wonders to return to his church. And number seven, the Lord says, lastly, that the sons of God are about to be revealed with glory. Amen. Now, again, I don't know the timetable for any of this. I wish I could tell you that next week this is going to happen. Tomorrow afternoon by 5, this is going to happen. Amen. I don't know a timetable. So don't call me asking me, Pastor, when this is going to happen. Amen. For one, I'll be out of here in a few minutes, amen, going on vacation. And number two, I don't know the timetable, amen. If you search the Old Testament prophets, a lot of times they could tell you exactly when something was going to happen. But a lot of times they couldn't, amen. They just said what thus said the Lord. And people just had to wait to see it come to pass, amen. So this is what the Lord has said to me to say to you today. I've shared it. I don't have the burden of carrying it around anymore. I've released it to the body and to even some unsaved individuals who might be listening today. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we honor you for your word, glory to God. It's liberating, amen. Lord, your word would take a load off of us if we will receive it, amen. We thank you again for every individual, for every good ground who's received your word today. Thank you for those who will meditate on it so that it will become a part of their spirit, a part of their mindsets. Lord, we honor you. We thank you. We give you praise for all things. In Jesus' name we do pray. And all who agree with that prayer say amen. Somebody say amen. Now, I met with our governing board this past weekend. One of our elders say, Pastor, you don't ever give people an opportunity to sow into this ministry. Amen. So I won't share the opportunity. So today, you should have, if you're watching by way of any social media outlet, you should have seen the opportunity to sow flash on the screen or be shared with you in the comment box. Amen. Please pay attention to those instructions, if you will. If you desire to sow seed into this ministry, our folks does it regularly. regularly, I'm sorry, you can sow seed by way of the different avenues that's been presented before you, by way of the contact box or by way of the screen located on your social media page, if you will. Somebody say amen. Now, if you're listening today and you need to be saved, Jesus made the way to salvation very, very simple. First, he says no man can come to him except God the Father draws him. Somebody say amen. So if you feel a drawing of the Holy Spirit this morning, if you feel a drawing of the Holy Spirit anytime in your life to Jesus Christ, you need to know that God is working. Somebody say God is working. God, in his word also goes on to say that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in it in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. All it takes is believing and confessing. Amen. If you believe and confess, the word says you shall be saved. Amen. So that's how simple it is. If you desire to receive salvation today, somebody say amen. Somebody say amen again. And for those of you who need prayer, we'll pray this prayer with you. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Lord Jesus, save me. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Lord Jesus, be my Savior. Lord Jesus, be my Lord. And I pray this prayer of thanksgiving, Lord. Thank you for coming into my heart. Lord Jesus, thank you for saving me. Lord Jesus, thank you for forgiving me of my sins. Lord Jesus, thank you for being my Savior. Lord Jesus, thank you for being my Lord. Amen. Believe and receive salvation in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that's all I have for today. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Let us not forget our children's church ministry starts at 11:30 a.m. The meeting ID is, it's a Zoom presentation. The meeting ID is 832-347-56582. Again, I'll slow down. That's 832-347-56582. Amen. And the password is 680-632. Again, that's 680-632. Our children's church ministry is waiting, ready to receive any child who desires to be ministered the word on their level. Amen. So join them at 11:30 a.m. All right, y'all have an awesome week. I love you. Amen. Amen. Oh, stay safe. Amen.